This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for April 4. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Romans, chapter 12, verses 11 to 12. It says there, "Never be lazy in your work, but serve the Lord enthusiastically. Be glad for all God is planning for you." End of quote. Benjamin Wichcott said this, "The devil often finds works for them who find none for themselves." End of quote. Our today's Bible insight says, never be lazy in your work, but serve the Lord enthusiastically. Be glad for all God is planning for you. End of quote. Beloved, did it ever dawn on you that God has big and excellent plans already laid out for your life? God fulfills His plans for your life through your work. Usually it is through the hard work you earn a living. Fulfill God's plan in serving others. 1 Thessalonians 2:9. Jesus Christ said, "I will build my church, and the gates of the Hades will not overpower it." Matthew 16:18. As He promised, He began building His church on the day of Pentecost by the permanent arrival of the Holy Spirit into this world. Acts chapter 2. The church started with 7 disciples and later increased to 120 people, Acts 1:15. In Acts 2, after the great preaching of Apostle Peter, the number rose to over 3,000, Acts 2:41. And the Lord was adding to their number day by day those who were being saved, Acts 2:47. By the time we read Acts 4:4, the number of male believers in Christ increased to 5,000. When you consider women and children, it could be 10,000 or more. Chapter 6:1 says, the number of disciples was growing in number, and the need for help in serving the people of God was pressing as an issue. Such fantastic growth was the result of the enthusiastic preaching and teachings of the disciples. They took the gospel with them wherever they went. They could not be silent after seeing and experiencing the resurrected Lord Jesus Christ. Dearly beloved, from just 7 disciples and later 120 to 3,000 to 5,000, now the church spread all over the world in all continents and countries. There are several works and opportunities in the church today. Bible says in the immediately preceding context of today's Bible words, it says, just as there are many parts to our bodies, so it is with Christ's body. The church is portrayed as Christ's body in the Bible. He is the head of the church. Bible says in Colossians 1:18 that Jesus Christ is the head of the church. The church has only one head according to the Bible, and that is Jesus Christ and no other heads. The church leaders should always keep this in mind. The congregation should remember to follow Jesus Christ as the only one head of the church. And the first allegiance of all the believers must be to Jesus Christ. Secondly, to the Christian leaders who emulate Christ and His word, the Bible, in their life and witness. In Christ's body, which is the church, there are many parts. It is like different parts of our body. All believers in Christ are parts of His body, the church. It takes every part of our body to make it complete. In the same way, it takes every one of us in the church to make it complete. Each one of the believers in Christ has different work to do. We belong to each other, and we need all other believers for the proper function. Now, this is how it works. The Lord gives spiritual gifts to each of the believers. Spiritual gifts vary: serving, teaching, giving, preaching, administration, kindness, generosity, helping others, encouraging, comforting others are all included in these gifts. Romans 12:4 to 8 and 1 Corinthians 12. Each believer has at least one gift. Some may have more than one gift. It is the Holy Spirit who sovereignly distributes the spiritual gifts as He wills. 1 Corinthians 12:11 NASB. It is the Lord's will that you recognize your spiritual gift or gifts and serve the Lord enthusiastically. God has a good plan with your unique gifts. You should not neglect or ignore the spiritual gift He gave to you. Be glad for all God is planning for you when you exercise your spiritual gifts with enthusiasm. One day, shortly after the rapture of the church, when you are in heaven with Him, all believers in Christ, including you, will stand in front of a judgment seat of Christ to give an account of the gifts He gave you. It is a sober thought. You do not need to be worried about another believer because you don't have to give an account for them. However, you will provide an account for your gifts, and I will give an account of my gifts. 2 Corinthians 5:10 and 1 Corinthians 3:12 15. You can gain 30, 60, and 100 fold with the gifts that the Lord entrusted to you while you living on this earth. You will get the appreciation and great rewards that last all through the eternity from the Lord, and He will comment, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a little. I will set you over much. Enter into the joy of your master." Matthew 25:23. Beloved, meanwhile, there are numerous works to be done inside and outside the church. 2 days ago, we studied, whatever you do, do it enthusiastically, as if you are doing to the Lord, not to men. Yesterday, we talked about the enthusiasm for spreading the gospel. Today, are you enthusiastic about the spiritual gift of the Lord that He gave you? What are you doing with your uniquely given spiritual gift? TPT translates our today's insights this way. Be enthusiastic to serve the Lord, keeping your passion toward Him boiling hot. End of quote. When you step out and start doing what Lord wants you to do, that you know by your gift, then only you start discovering the great things He prepared in advance for you to do. Ephesians 2:10c. Beloved, got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I thank you for the spiritual gift you gave me in your sovereign will. I understand you have laid out a good and beautiful plan with my gift. Help me, Lord, to serve you with enthusiasm using my given gift. I am glad for all the things you have planned for me. I praise you. I thank you and I worship you. In Christ's name I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.